29 minutes to 7 o'clock, and talking now to, one of our experts 2 days ago on the 30th of December 2021, the world finished exactly 2 years since Chinese authorities announced to the world that there was a new viral outbreak, the coronavirus, in our country. And I must admit, not just in our country, around the world, and things changed then. Since then, the world over has experienced how, without actively prioritizing our health, that we need to actually look at our well-being, literally have a look at where we are with things. In the 2 years since, we now know that what you do or what you don't do with your health is very, very important. Take care of it. In fact, the other day, my girlfriend said to me, "Ray, you're putting on some pounds," she said. And she said it's because she's sitting behind a computer for too long. So it's about looking after your physical health and talking now about your physical health, what to do with that. And just to make sure you don't have a heart attack, just to make sure that your physical health goals are there, your mental and psycho and emotional health being, well-being is also taken care of, your social health goals as well. So there's lots and lots and lots to talk about this morning, getting yourself into the right sort of headspace, I suppose, when it comes to 2022, because it's very, very important. If you don't do that, you can get yourself into a bad headspace. On the line is the CEO of Proactive Health Solutions, Dr. Fundile Nyati. Good morning once again, Doctor. Good to chat to you.
Good morning, Ray. And, a happy new year to you and to all the 702 listeners.
Thank you. I know it's still very, very early, and a lot of people are going, health, I don't want to go running. It's too early to go running. But your physical health's important, isn't it?
Yeah, man, if we just look at the last 2 years since COVID, remember 2 days ago, we just finished exactly 2 years since we got to know about this coronavirus. So a lot has been learned by everyone about how important health is. And here, we're not just talking about physical health, but all four aspects of health. Physical health, mental, emotional health, social health, and also spiritual health. So I thought today we could touch briefly on those four aspects, that we need to make some health goals in each one of those areas. Not resolutions, but goals. Because why? Goals can at least be broken down into some measurables. But resolutions, they are ongoing, and most people just by March already have given up on those things. So it's important to focus on physical health, mental health, social health, and spiritual health.
Right, let's start in with physical health goals. What should we be looking at?
We need to look after, the body that we have been given. The body does tell us, when it is not happy or what it wants, and we need to listen more, therefore, to the body. For example, if you are you're not drinking enough water, please make it a goal for 2022 to drink more water and less of the fizzy, beverages that we find, out there, or the energy drinks. The best fluid for our bodies is water. And so please, let's drink more water. Let's listen to our body. If you're feeling tired, please take time to rest. So that's the first thing. Find some form of exercise that you really enjoy. Because not everybody enjoys going to the gym, other people, they enjoy, just walking in nature. Other people enjoy cycling, or find something that you really enjoy and then make that your exercise routine rather than just trying to be like everybody else. Focus on better sleep. It's amazing how many people, you talk to them, you find that they sleep less than 5 hours every day. And yet the body needs at least about 7 to 8 hours for you to sleep so that it can repair the different parts of the body that get damaged every day. So please improve your sleep pattern. Get at least about 7 to 8 hours of sleep, if possible. I know people like you in media who do these kind of shows. Yeah. That's almost an impossibility. But please make it your business that at least one day in a week, you get about 8 hours of sleep, you know, just to allow your body to repair itself.
That's interesting. Sorry, doctor, I want to jump in there.
Yeah.
Can you catch up on sleep? In other words, say you get 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, but then you get to Saturday. Can you physically sleep for 10 hours and you've caught up? Does it work that way?
It is possible. It is possible to catch up on, you know, on sleep, but you must make that conscious decision. For example, you decide, okay, on Saturday, I am going to make sure that I limit my screen time, let's say from 6 p.m., meaning I won't be looking at the phones, I won't be watching TV, you know, and I'll get into a room, I'll make sure that there's very little lighting in that room, you know, or make sure that the curtains are thick enough to cover and not, you know, and also make sure that there's no noise. That will ensure that you get more sleep than usual. But unfortunately, we are so glued to our cell phones and smartphones, and we actually sabotage that blue light that comes from the screens, sabotages, you know, our need for sleep. So it is important that we schedule time to get some good sleep, at least one day, you know, in a week, if it's not possible to do the six to eight hours every day. So that's on physical health. And please, let's relook our relationship with alcohol, you know, and smoking. You know, we've seen during this time of COVID how much people are so attached to alcohol as an escape mechanism rather than deal with some of the issues that should be dealing with. So less alcohol, less smoking, and let's try, you know, and live healthy. So that's on the physical side.
Right, okay.
On the mental,
Sorry. Mental, psycho-emotional health as well. Because that's so important to get your mind right, because your mind goes with your body.
Exactly. You know, I mean, the biggest, the organ that is like the master organ in our bodies is the brain. And it is so important that we get in touch with our brains and our emotions, you know. So let's improve our emotional awareness. By that I mean spend time to, you know, get to know how you are feeling. You know, what are the emotions that you are experiencing, you know, and what the possible sources of those emotions, and if there are things that you need to deal with them. So get to be in touch with your emotions on a daily basis. I've already mentioned the issue of limiting screen time, you know, taking time away from social media. A lot of us are so, you know, absorbed by social media, and there's so much negativity there, whether we're talking Twitter or what they call Black Twitter, you know, there's a lot of people, the people are just waiting there, you know, to cause trouble. So let's limit social media, switch off for some time to allow for some positivity, because there's a lot of negativity there. And also, let's make sure that, you know, we identify at least 5 hobbies, something that you like. A lot of people took up hobbies during this time of COVID, you know, for the first time, and they actually discovered that they are creative, you know. So find some hobbies, something that interests you, something that when you do, you enjoy and find some fun in it. So for me, I actually have discovered that I like photography, you know, and I'm going to be taking lessons on photography, because by doing that, you know, I'm doing something that I enjoy and something that will take my mind off many things, and I'll actually gain a new skill that I did not have. Schedule some me time. You know, we sometimes do not spend time with ourselves, you know, get to know, you know, where you are about this and that, and just get to know your thoughts, like I've already mentioned, get to know your feelings. So please, me time going forward, very important. We don't have enough psychologists and psychiatrists in this country, you know. So it is important that we actually actively manage, you know, our mental, emotional health. And one of the things to do is to spend time with yourself, be in touch with your feelings, and be able to seek help where you think you are having certain thoughts that you don't have solutions to. Especially us as men, we do not seek, professional help when it comes to matters of emotions. Yet we are the group of people who commit more suicides than the other gender. So please make it a new habit, a new goal, that you find somebody that you trust, somebody that you believe you can open up to and talk about the things that bother you emotionally, whether you're a man or not.
That's interesting.
And then on the social health.
That is so interesting that men are so sort of tightly wound like that.
Yes, it's a big problem. It's really a big problem in this country and everywhere across the world. It's part of how we've been socialized as men. We are socialized to be strong. We are socialized, you know, not to be like sissies, that's how people call you, you know. We are socialized not to be in touch with our emotions. Yet, out there, I mean, there are challenges that are gender non-specific. And each one of us need to be able to acknowledge those. And when you are going through stress, it is actually okay not to be okay. It is actually okay to seek help. So as men, we need to change our approach to our emotions. It does not make you any less of a man to actually acknowledge that emotionally you are not doing well.
Yeah.
If anything, it's a cool thing to do now to actually seek help and be able to talk to those that you actually love, who will give you the necessary support. Social health, when you're talking social health, most people don't understand this, but improving relationship with yourself, number one, and improving relationship with others. So it is so important that, you know, every day, every morning, you actually compliment yourself every morning when you wake up, about the positive things that you have done, also make it a habit to compliment others, and just that improvement in relationship with yourself and relationship with others goes a long way to giving you, you know, a well-rounded health. And when you meet people, don't just say, "How are you?" Say, "How are you feeling today?" You are more likely to get an answer, you know, that's much more honest. Because how many times you've asked people, "How are you?" And somebody says, "I'm fine." So please ditch "How are you?" and embrace "How are you feeling today?" That will improve, you know, your relationship. And as they tell you how they are feeling, and do the same and tell people how you are feeling as well. That way it builds rapport, it builds trust. We have seen now that we are interconnected, we need each other, and we cannot just live as islands and start building the relationships around you with your loved ones, with your people at work, and that will go a long way to improving your social health. And lastly, on the spiritual health side, the attitude of gratitude. You know, there are so many things that we should, on a daily basis, acknowledge and be grateful for. You know, the fact that you made it to year 2022, when so many people could not, because of COVID, because of many other issues, car accidents and everything. So let's have gratitude, count your blessings every day, and take time to actually meditate at least about 10 minutes every morning, to meditate or pray, and just listen to your thoughts and talk, you know, to your creator in whatever way that you believe is possible for you. Other people talk of 5 a.m. club. You know, I'm one of those people who every morning about 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm up and just take 10 minutes to actually just look at the positives in your life and have a feeling of gratitude.
And also slow down. Also, you know, people have to slow down. You wake up in the morning. Don't jump out of bed and go and have a shower and get in your car and go to work. Slow down. Yeah.
Slow down. You know, that 5-10 minutes investment at the beginning of the day where you are focusing, yes, there are positives, there are negatives, but focus more on the positive. It will do so much good, you know, for your brain, for your body, before you rush and jump into the shower, or, you know, you jump into your phone and look at all the messages and listen to all the voice notes that were sent through the previous day. So don't jump into the electronics. Make time, you know, to just ease yourself in, you know, get in touch with your thoughts and start thinking about how the day should turn out and how you'll make the best out of your day. If you do all of those things, you know, focusing on physical, mental, social, and spiritual health, because we are spiritual beings and it is important to feed our spirituality. That's the one thing, you know, getting time out there, you know, with nature, you know, sitting outside for 5-10 minutes, just listening to the birds, you know, making their noises and just being mindful of what's happening around you. It will do so much good for your health. So holistic health, but doing things that are realistic, achievable, measurable, you know, and not just resolutions that are open-ended. It will do so much good for your total health.
That is true. And also as well, look around you, nature. Nature's lovely. Those sunsets that we have now. Yes. The nice thing about Gauteng is we have pollution, if I can put it this way. I say it's nice because we have the most beautiful sunsets. Pollution's not nice, but we have the most beautiful sunsets. Just, I suppose, doctor, take a while just to have a look.
Yes, they say watch a sunset or a sunrise, you know, every day. Decide whether you're going to watch sunsets or you're going to watch sunrise. It does so much good for you. Appreciate the routine of nature. Appreciate the trees. Appreciate the birds, you know, before you get into your normal daily routine.
There's a question here. It says here, how do you meditate? And I suppose that's a very good question. How do you meditate?
It's a very, very good question, because meditation, it's a skill. It's a skill that one needs to, you know, acquire. You practice that skill, you know, until you master that skill. You know, not many of us are able to sit down and quieten our brains. So, but one good thing nowadays is that there are these things called, you know, YouTube. So you can actually go into YouTube. There are a number of videos there that teach people on how to meditate, that teach people, you know, yoga as well, you know, that teach people about mindfulness. So my referral to the listener is, please just Google that, you know, and you will have a step-by-step guide on how to meditate, you know, how to, you know, to learn the skill of mindfulness, how to quieten down your brain. You know, there's many different ones, and you will find the one that talks to you.
Would that also work as well when you go to sleep? Because I picked up they quieten down your brain, and many problems that people have is they can't fall asleep because they're thinking about that fight with the boss. They're thinking about that person who was nasty to them, and on it goes, on it goes. Then it's 2 o'clock in the morning. They're lying there. They're staring at the ceiling going, oh dear, I have to be up in 4 hours.
Exactly. You know, it goes, you know, even with that, if you remember, I said you need to be intentional, you know, about some of these things. And, you know, being intentional about the fact that you want to switch off from your daily stresses, you know, and I said, you know, cut down on the screen time, you know, get into a room where there's not much of lighting or any distracting noises. And when you do that and get in touch with your brain, and actually count again, you know, the positives during the day, and not just that one encounter with your manager that actually upset you. Put things into perspective, because it's easy to think that one encounter with the manager that didn't go so well defined how the day was. Yet there's so many other positive things that happened in your life in that particular day. So again, take stock, put things into perspective, and look forward to a better tomorrow, because if you learn something out of that encounter and you adopt that for the days that come thereafter, you are likely to have less problems with that manager. Well, there are toxic managers who actually, you know, get a kick from making life the misery of other people. Well, ask yourself if you continue to be in that kind of environment, or you need to actually change yourself from that environment, ask to be transferred elsewhere, or even look for another organization. No work is worth, you know, you actually, you know, stressing every day, and you don't have, you know, a solution to that particular problem. If you cannot have the solution within that particular department or organization, you know what? Look elsewhere. There are people who will appreciate you and your skills better if those that you are currently with do not appreciate you.
Yeah. It's interesting that you say that, because you've seen in the United States, when COVID set in there and people were locked up at home, then it was time to go back to work. And they turned around and said, no, we're actually going to resign. We don't want to. And the United States at the moment has got a job problem because people don't want to work. They're looking for people to work, not like this country. And it just shows that people have had enough.
Exactly. You know, I think that's why when we look at this COVID pandemic, we mustn't just look at it from a negative perspective. There's so many good things that have happened. And one of the good things is that people have now learned to know, you know, what's good for them and what's not good for them. So they don't think twice in other parts of the world to say, stuff your job. If your job means I'm going to have imbalance in my life, you know, I have to take my work, you know, home, and in that, you don't respect the boundaries that I'm supposed to have. You expect me at 8 p.m., at 10 p.m. to be answering to emails, yet I've got other things that are priority to me. So people are actually ditching their jobs. They are looking for jobs that will work for them rather than jobs that only work for the bosses. So I actually think that's a very good thing. Well, in South Africa, we've got a jobs problem. So I don't know how that is going to work, because, you know, when we're talking about mandatory vaccination, you know, and people were saying, I don't want to be vaccinated. People were saying, you know what? I am fully vaccinated. Please just advise me when you don't want to be vaccinated. I want to apply for your job, you know.
Oh, that's
so
clever.
Yeah, you know, that's very important. So please, I think the last thing for me is COVID is still around. Omicron, yes, not as aggressive as before, but COVID is still around. Let's go and take those vaccines for our physical health, and let's go and take those boosters if we've already been vaccinated, and let's prioritize our health. We now know how important health is. Without optimal health, everything can come to a standstill. So please, let's prioritize our health.
Just a final question from me. Why do you think it is people don't want to get their vaccinations? I was watching a guy on CNN, this professor, and he was saying he thinks that in 50 years' time and 100 years' time, we'll look back in history and we'll say, but they had the vaccination and nobody took it. It's crazy. Why do you think that is?
Look, it's very, very difficult. But, I mean, the studies that were done here in South Africa are pointing, studies that were done by UJ together with HSRC. They actually said the main reason is fear of side effects. You know, and, you know, when you look at social media, there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation that is actually talking to issues of side effects. So that's one big, big issue. But the other big one is the issue of mistrust. Another study came out this year as well that just looked at how much people have gone down in terms of trust of various institutions, IEC, the justice system, so the level of trust, on governments, people of authority, pharmaceutical companies, there's so much mistrust. So it is a general problem across the world. People are trusting less of people of authority. And so when they are told, go take this vaccine, the next question is, what agenda that are you trying to fulfill through us? So the issue of trust. And then the last one, other people just question whether these things actually work. Now, some of these questions are genuine questions. And as the public health, professionals, we need to take time to listen and not judge and actually answer the concerns that people have. But unfortunately, we just lump everybody and say anti-vax and this and that, and it's not doing any good. So as the people who are supposed to be knowledgeable and health advocates, let's stop judging, let's answer the people's questions, and let's gently persuade them to do the right thing rather than judging them.
There's an SMS here that says, good morning, Ray. Dr. Nyati is a wise man. What a great way to start the year. I agree with and appreciate his contribution this morning. Dr. Phil Mahuma, family physician and academic midstream. There you go. You got yourself a compliment.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And a happy year 2022 for everybody who is within our range.
Thank you. That's Dr. Fundile Nyati. He's the CEO of Proactive Health Solutions.